Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Andy Murray from What Culture to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT, but pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with the Money Quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, though, joined by Andy Murray to look ahead.
That's gotten weirder since the last time I did one of these. Holy crap. I wasn't ready. You warned me and I still wasn't ready.
30 seconds in going, I immediately regret this decision.
Oh, goodness gracious. What have I let myself in for?
Well, you are here to preview NXT, which is tonight is, of course, the go-home show ahead of NXT Battleground. You're grounded! Battlegrounded! What more?
What is this? What world have I stepped into here?
Oh, buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Why didn't I volunteer to do Dynamite?
Yeah. Andy, I think this podcast for you is going to be a...
Oh, teach my boy! Teach my boy!
Because, we're like 2 minutes in.
because NXT is officially the best show of the week.
Oh, officially, yeah. It's been voted on, yeah. Yeah. It got signed into law.
I'm genuinely fascinated to see, because it's like, you watch a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
For your job and like in your spare time and your lunch break.
I'm an addict, Michael.
Yeah. I walk past your screen and you're watching like Stardom, yeah. Like DDT and things
Lucha.
Like that. Yeah.
I watch a bit of everything, baby. I try to keep a diverse, you come to the Murray household, you want to watch some wrestling, it's like tapas.
Yeah.
Got a bit of everything.
But obviously you sort of dip in and out of NXT because you don't have to, you know, we'll cover the big news stories from it.
I keep up with it. So I usually, for the listeners, I usually, because a bit of regulation is 100% necessary when you have this job. Otherwise you will hate wrestling. Yeah. If you watch every single minute of every single thing that happens, you will go insane. So with NXT, I basically go through, watch all the YouTube clips, watch everything that's going on, read some reports, follow all the storylines, and pick out anything that sounds cool to me, or pick out anything that sounds like really weird, because there's two ends of the spectrum. There's good, and then there's weird, and I like them both. But I'm not sitting there religiously watching every minute of the show every single week.
And I will correct you. You can't stay up to date on every storyline, because I'll have like 1 week off from NXT, and a character will come in and have completely changed.
Yeah, it's all over the place, literally. That's the thing when you can kind of consume it the way I do. Because the days when I do sit down and like watch, like, quite often, I've just described one approach. Quite often, I'll sit down and I'll watch it on like double speed and just skip entrances,
which is
a good way to get through the show in about 40 minutes. It's like fantastic speed watching technique. But like when you're not like fully in the weeds of it, the sheer rate of new freaks that show up on this thing is quite remarkable, really. Yeah. There's a new one every week, it seems. And they're a zombie or a bird or a wizard or a university student or whatever else. It's quite the revolving door.
Yeah, there is diamonds to be found in this rough, though. as you'll be introduced over the next 24 hours, I assume, because we're going to preview it and hopefully review it tomorrow. Ahead of, as I said, NXT Battleground.
Yes.
What have you seen much of the Bron heel turn?
Yeah, it's really good. It's like probably one of the best things the show's done since it Well, I guess it's not really NXT 2.0 anymore. It's 2.5 or something. But but it's probably one of the best things they did since they moved away from Black and Gold. Like, it suits him to a T. It's like, he's got that jock energy, which works both ways. It works as both like a big dumb baby face and as just an asshole heel, as it's proven. He's really good at the set piece stuff, like Carmelo bouncing off the ropes and immediately getting just destroyed out of the sky. And of course, like, it's just the classic pro wrestling thing of listening to the crowd reactions, which were souring on him going into Stand and Deliver, and then going, okay, we got to turn. It's not doing the Vince thing of going, nope, babyface forever. You are wrong, fans.
Yes.
It's not the Roman Reigns babyface push. They've pivoted. It's really good. He's really infectious. And we're starting the show on a high. This is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start on something that's kicks ass.
I was going to say, it's the go-home show. They've got, hang on, let me have a quick look. I think 5 matches, confirmed for this weekend's premium live event. The main event will, of course, be Bron versus Melo for the NXT
Biggest
Championship.
Show of the weekend, I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah, they voted on that one too.
But I don't think there's really much that needs to be done. I would not be surprised if this is just covered by like a video package. You've had Bron spearing Melo through a wall. You've got the footage of Bron beating Trick Williams. You've got last week where Melo blasted Bron with the belt to get his own back there. Look, they've got a storied history. This is a busy show. This is a show with 2 huge matches in terms of the NXT Women's Championship.
Yeah.
I don't see the need. Maybe a Bron squash. I love people getting run over by Goldberg
say cars.
Yeah.
I like road accidents.
But when Bron can channel that Goldberg and just murk someone. Yeah.
It's Goldberg. It's exactly what it is. It's kind of what I've wanted from him for ages, because like when he first became champion throughout his reign, he was having these like 15, 20 minute matches and they were pretty good, but they didn't really play to his strengths.
No.
His strengths are big, dumb, short burst meathead. I'm never going to complain about them doing a Bron Breakker squash on TV because it'll be fun. But yeah, no, you're dead right. Like, they don't have to do anything. They could just do some highlights, do some like sit down interview type stuff interspersed, all of that stuff. Why do you need to go any further? And like, the match is fun as well, because the last one was totally elevated by the crowd chanting for Melo.
Yeah.
And stuff. And it was like that bizarro world. What's going on here? And then he kind of cheated to win and he's getting serenaded. So it was like, a fun atmosphere to watch, but it was a little bit disjointed because their alignments weren't quite in sync. So like now that the Bron is just a piece of trash bully, the match should absolutely kick ass.
Yeah.
So yeah, like it's a good program, man. Yeah. It's a good program on the best show of the week.
In terms of big matches to look forward to tonight, though, we have the semifinals of the Women's Championship Tournament. Which will, of course, the new NXT Women's Champion will be crowned at NXT Battleground.
They have a cursed belt these days, eh?
Yeah. The semis are Roxanne Perez versus Tiffany Stratton and Cora Jade versus Bird Person, a.k.a. Lyra Valkyria, with just this surreal...
Sammy Siegel.
Yeah, exactly.
Karen Kittywick.
I desperately want to see Tiffany Stratton in the final, but then I look at the other side, and I think Lyra Valkyria is incredibly talented, but it does strike me that Cora Jade kind of has to go through to the final from that side. And therefore, Roxanne Perez, who is brilliantly talented and deserves to be called up to the main roster sooner rather than later, kind of has to go from that side.
Yeah, it kind of does. Like, they love Cora Jade big time. There was the report about her having, like, was it a main event match or something just before the draft? And they were like, oh, put her on the list for call-ups. Like, she's great.
That was the show that Punk was backstage for.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that was a newsworthy week for sure. Obviously, it did end up happening, which is understandable. She's, like, 22 or something. She's extremely young.
She's never learned to skateboard.
Yeah. How many years deep are we in? She still hasn't learned. God bless her soul. What? She's still alive, Andy. She's on the show tonight. What are you talking about? Yeah, this is such a strange mix of people, isn't it? Like, because Cora Jade had been wrestling before as Elena Black before she came in, and Roxy on the other side is obviously this like young phenom. Mm. And then you've got like a pure performance center project in Tiffany, who's great at some stuff. The character, the projections, some of the athletic stuff she pulls off is ridiculous, but like fundamentally Roxy is a better wrestler or whatever. So it kind of gets to the point where if you get to a final, how do you kind of hold it together? You probably want a glue person, like Roxy in there. But at the same time, Tiffany is clearly someone who, she's going to be in like a WrestleMania main event in like 2 or 3 years, just because she has grasped so many aspects of this so quickly. She's not as good a wrestler as like Becky Lynch or whatever,
no,
but she shouldn't be at this young stage in her career. And that's a ridiculous comparison. But you're right. Like, she's a factory in-house project who they're going to push. But that being said, her character is the type that if she does lose to Roxy, she can just flip out and she's still over. So, you know, they've always gotten out with her. As like a fan, the final I would want to see would be Roxanne and Cora, because then you can kind of go back into their old story as well, which was always kind of weird because it's like, she's my best friend. And they were best friends for 4 weeks or something. And then they turned on each other and it was like blood feud. So maybe revisit that. Make it feel a little bit less fast forwarded than last time.
Yeah, perhaps. Exactly. Like I said, I love Tiffany Stratton. I think prettiest moonsault ever is just a great finisher.
Christopher Daniels demands some respect.
But yeah, I hope Perez Stratton goes... Oh, maybe that should be the main event, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I kind of hope that goes earlier, because then there's at least a chance. Whereas if the other semifinal goes first and Cora Jade wins, it's like, cool. So I don't think we could have Tiffany and Cora, two heels in a final. But like you say, Tiffany's time will come. And I think Roxanne Perez, I mean, it'd be nice to have, you know, this be last week, for example, and then you get this week the build of them a bit like Mello and Bron have had of here's our history together.
But nice and simple.
Yeah, you can hoy that into the video package on the night, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. The video package on the night, my favourite thing about shows I'm catching up with.
Yes.
If I'm watching it after the fact, because that means I can skip a bit.
Yes.
I hate video packages, but also, they have their use.
It is weird, when they do video packages. TNA used to have a real habit for this. Great video packages for shows you've already bought.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, cheers,
Why have
lads.
You not put this on your weekly television
it's
show?
It's supposed to be an advertisement. I love it on a pay-per-view, man, when I'm watching the next morning and there's like, there's like 10 minutes of video package. I'm like, well, there's me skipping ahead.
You know me. You know me and my opinion of my tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
Of course.
When he's on SmackDown, it is a joy because I go... Oh, that's like 5 minutes.
I'm gonna make a cup of tea. Hell yeah, let's go.
I'm off.
What was it? Was it the Royal Rumble where Hardy was at? Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That almost ended me, man. It was like, what match went last that night again? Was it the men's rumble?
I feel like that was it must have been with it must have had thingy at the start of the night. And then
they flipped it. I think it was that way around, but it was just waiting for the match. No, it wasn't the men's rumble, Andy, you idiot. It was Roman and Sammy, for goodness sake.
Oh,
what am I talking about?
Course.
What am I talking about? But yeah, we just got to this bit and it was like, there was like an hour left to go in the show. And I was like, okay, here we go. Great main event. I'm looking forward. Not Roman and Sammy, Roman and Kevin.
Yeah
idiot. This has been built so well. I can't wait for this match. And it was like, here's a 5-minute Braun Strowman video package. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because when we're not watching on Peacock, obviously.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh God, all right. But then that ended and we got back and I think they played the Roman and Kevin video package next and I was like watching it live. So I was like, okay, well, I get it. Right, you know, you deal with it. And then we got back and Hardy was in the ring. I hate it when they do that. That has nothing to do with NXT. I'm just explaining my hatred of things that aren't matches, segments, and promos.
We're just looking at this now. We've gone off on a tangent now. It's kind of what we do.
It's the deal, yeah.
Open the show with a brilliant men's rumble, concluded with Cody last eliminating Gunther.
Yep.
And then check this out for a sandwich. You got that. You've got Roman and Kevin. But let's separate that with Hardy. You've got Rhea winning the Women's Royal Rumble.
Good, yeah.
Great. In between that, Bianca Belair and Alexa Bliss, which on paper could be great, but it was just such a muddled mess with Alexa's character. Yeah. And they got 7.5 minutes. And Bray Wyatt and LA Knight, Mountain Dew Pitch Black match.
It was like one of the... So band called Machine Head. Metal fans will get this. They're the ultimate yo-yo band, right? Because they've released... This is a weird analogy, but they've released two albums, right? One, Burn My Eyes, could be considered the best metal album of the 90s. If you made that argument, it'd be fine. Following decade, the 2000s, The Blackening, could be the best album of that decade. Uh-huh. Get to the 2010s, worst album of that decade, Farsis, potentially. That Royal Rumble was exactly like that. It was like one of the best Rumbles ever in the men's match, a phenomenal main event with one of the greatest WWE angles ever. The women's match wasn't great, the Rumble, but the victory was, and the closing stretch was really good, and all of that stuff. And then you have the pitch black match, which might be the worst thing I've ever seen with my own eyes, and yet I kind of enjoyed perversely. So Royal Rumble 2023 was booked by Rob Flynn, and I shout out the 10 wrestlers, the 10 listeners who get that.
Just looking up Hardy's stats, right? How old do you think Hardy is?
Oh, God. Country guy, beard, looked quite old.
Yeah.
40.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, 40.
How old are you?
35.
I'm 34, am I? Yeah.
All right, Scott.
Yeah. For the time being. Hardy. It's 32.
What? Hey, fair play. Fair play. He's 3 years younger than me. He's a lot more successful than me.
He's had a hard paper round, isn't he?
He has had a hard paper round. That song is... I'm very polite. I'm a very polite guy. I don't like burying stuff, but that song was something.
Yeah, moving on.
I haven't sold out. No. Why?
Get to the main event.
He made me want to just not watch wrestling anymore. Jesus. Sorry, Hardy. You kind of suck.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Returning to NXT, though, lots more matches. That's normally what happens. It's about 12 matches usually advertised.
It's like AEW Dark, but with stories.
A match I think you actually really will enjoy tonight, because I'm genuinely looking forward to it. It's the fallout from interruptions on Supernova Sessions. It's the another of the many, let's give them a talk show segment.
Yeah.
But I like Noam Dar. I think he's a good choice to add to this, especially this version of NXT. And you stick him in the ring with the brilliant Nathan Fraser. And as much as Nathan Fraser has now, have you seen this, been used to effectively parody John Oliver?
Yes. I watched the first one.
Mm. That's enough.
Yep.
But he is, sensational between the ropes. I think this could be a low-key banger on tonight.
Yeah, it could be good. That's kind of like, for me, right, I often say that NXT is my least favorite weekly wrestling show. And it is, like, just being honest. And it's because of things like they feel the need to package a wrestler like Nathan Fraser with something as stupid as the John Oliver parodies. I just, fundamentally, I don't understand that. You're trying to, maybe you're trying to teach teach people character and how to be entertaining. Well, you can be pretty damn entertaining by being a really good wrestler.
Yeah. Sidra's booking him for the Clash at the Castle show.
Yeah, they should put him in Money in the Bank or something, yeah. Like just for a laugh. But yeah, so like all the extra fluff that comes with it, I want to burn, obviously, and the Supernova sessions as well. It's not my cup of tea, but theoretically, yeah, a really good match. Noam Dar is like quietly extremely experienced. He's been wrestling forever and ever and ever on the British Indies before coming into WWE and stuff as well. Nathan Frazier is obviously like the young wonder kid of British high flying pro wrestling. You got a Glaswegian guy against a guy with a posh English name. It's some kind of William Wallace situation, I guess. I don't know what. Cut me off. I'm speaking pish.
There's a few matches on tonight's show where you're like, cool, so you're just getting a win ahead of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, yeah.
Noam Dar is defending his Heritage Cup against Dragon Lee on Saturday. Sunday,
yeah. Yeah, it's going head-to-head with...
of course.
A little show called Double or Nothing.
Wednesday Night Wars are back.
Yeah, Sunday Night Slam.
So Noam Dar's probably... maybe in sneaky ways, but he's going to get the victory here.
I'd like to see an extended series between Dragon Lee and Nathan Frazer.
Oh, yes, please.
We're talking wrestling.
And doesn't have to necessarily be a British rounds rule match, that, by the way.
Yeah, nah. It could just be a wrestling match.
Speaking of, well, I say straightforward, because I think Eddie Thorpe has been a brilliant addition again to NXT and to WWE.
Carl Fredericks, shout outs.
Indeed.
I don't understand why they shaved his head.
Nope.
That man had a lovely head of hair, but hey, they did that.
He's taken on Tyler Beat tonight. Yeah. Tyler Beat also in the triple threat match.
Eureka.
Featuring Wesley, who's just absolutely killing the game.
Is he now the longest reigning North American champion? Did I read that right?
Quite possibly, yes. Yeah. You might be right there. Wesley, Tyler Bate, and the leader of Joe Gacy.
Poor Joe, man.
So maybe there will be some corruption in tonight's match to Eddie or Tyler Bate, because I feel like Tyler Bate's slowly turning, effectively, because he's been eyeing up that belt and been like, oh, I'm really sorry, but I kind of want to win your belt.
I'm really sorry. I want to win your belt. I can't really do Birmingham very well.
Yeah, my wife often tells me off for doing that, because she said, that's not Birmingham, that's Black Country. And I was like,
what's the difference?
Yeah.
It's like when you do an accent in the office and go, hey, do you like my Sunderland accent? Yeah. And one of the Geordies goes, why, I man, that's
please, pardon, you can't say that, like.
What you saying about my hand and deck, like? They're fuming, always fuming. Anyway.
But a win for Tyler Beat.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty transparent, these things, and that's fine. Like, it's a wrestling booking pattern.
Yeah.
It's been this way for decades and decades and decades. Yeah, pretty interesting triple threat of the weekend. Wesley, what a story. Like, I know it's like a year old at this point, but obviously when his tag team partner was fired for being a silly boy, to put it mildly, it was like, oh God, like what happens to this poor guy now? Because like the Rascals and what were they called again? Scarlet and Graves they were before WWE, when they were on the Indies and on Dragon Gate and places like that. Like, they were attached for ages. They were wrestling together for years and years. And that's not to take away from Wesley, or as he was known, Desmond Xavier back in the day. But it was like hard to imagine what he would do on his own, and he's just killed it. The answer was just be great. And he has been, so yeah.
Now, if that's the kind of thing you like, fine. If you want, you know, high-quality matches, that's one thing.
Your five-star matches.
But trust me, this is the wrestling buffet, NXT, and we've got two other matches to talk about before we get to...
It's an interesting way to set this up, because I'm of the opinion that most buffet restaurants are really bad. Okay. So let's see how this goes.
Well...
Ponderosa Steakhouse, you suck.
Do you remember Commander Aziz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Babatunde.
Dabba Kato,
Babatunde. He's had many names.
Yes. Well, he's destroyed Apollo Crews, who's been banished to, checks nose, the main roster.
Yeah, you've been relegated to the big show.
And now he's looking to murder a lot more people in NXT. Tonight, he faces Axiom.
No! Very good.
Can Axiom survive at Dabba Kato?
Can he survive can the computer guy survive the tall guy?
Yeah, is Axiom pretty good at feuds?
He's a good wrestler.
It would turn out to be Reggie. I'm not sure if you...
Well, I'm surprised we didn't make a news video out of that. I would have done 300K.
You won't believe who.
Shocking revelation reveal. No, he cannot survive. No one can survive Delicato, man. He's 7 foot tall or something.
In a weird way, I think Axiom is phenomenally talented.
He's great.
From his time in NXT UK, even. From hearing the reports.
Versus Zack Sabre Jr. from White Wolf Wrestling in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Look that up on YouTube if you've never seen it, friends. It's great.
But
if it's on YouTube.
I always sort of will Axiom to lose.
Yeah.
Because if he loses, that's one step closer to him putting the mask on the line, which he'll then lose so he can get his gorgeous face on television.
Yeah, he's a good looking man, isn't he? He's one of these guys who, when you see what they look like without the mask, it's like, why were you hiding, baby?
Yeah.
Why were you hiding? And people always say that about Bandido. Obviously, Bandido still wears the mask, and it's a great mask. I love his mask. Mm. It's like a little. Of course, it's a bandit's mask. Like, what do you think it is? But apparently, he's a very sexy man behind the mask as well.
Look,
Andrade would be the ultimate. When he was La Sombra, had the mask, he took it off. It was like, oh, this is the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There you go. I know that one. Yeah.
I kind of weirdly hope Davikeo wins this. And it strikes me that he will.
He'll kick his ass.
Building up a monster for... I mean, probably, potentially down the road, Wesley or Mello, potentially.
Yeah, Wesley's probably a really good opponent for him because he's been in WWE for ages. He's not the best. He's pretty decent enough in the monster role, but probably needs a, if you're going to do something serious with him, probably needs like a Wesley.
Unless.
Oh dear.
They're building him up, and who else is big with a lot of horrid.
Oh, God.
You can take, oh, my God. Von Wagner's going to do it. By the way, I'm not going to talk quite too much about Von Wagner because I just want you to experience it tonight, and we'll discuss this more tomorrow because the storyline with him and Robert Stone right now is, I mean, it's Booker of the Year worthy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a simple man. I see Von Wagner in the YouTube thumbnail and I don't watch it. So I look forward to re-immersing myself in this man's work tomorrow.
Plus, it's WWE in terms of the Axiom match. They'll go, well, Axiom can slowly lose and lose the mask because we've got a mask guy in Dragon Lee now. So let's
we only need one. It's WWE, guys. Come on.
Right. I'm not sure if you've been... Because I'm not sure how much YouTube coverage this has got. But tonight, we are getting... They're not friends turned foes because they've learnt from Briggs and Jensen that sometimes when you fight your friends, it brings you even closer together. So it's sort of a friendly rivalry tonight between Hank... And Tank.
Yes, sir.
It's Hank versus Tank.
Yes.
Who's your money on?
Wank.
Hank Walker versus Tank Ledger.
Yeah.
Yes. Sign me up.
It's really silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really silly. It's not entirely up my street, but it's probably up somebody else's street, so I'm not going to bury it.
I like Tank's gimmick of loses teeth in match at moment.
That's a pretty brutal way of life, isn't it? Like, how many teeth does the average human have? Like, 40 or something?
I don't know, yeah.
He ain't got many matches in him, has he?
Make out, the most of it.
Yeah, like, I hope he doesn't go down the Mark Briscoe route and opts to keep them out as well. Like, that works for Mark Briscoe. It's not working for you, big dog.
I like the idea of him just constantly having these incredible veneers and he slowly gets to the point where he can smile, blind his opponent and roll them up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Have you ever, by the way, have you ever like Googled the process of getting a veneer?
Oh my God.
It's nightmare
not
fuel.
Not a chance.
Yeah, it's nightmare fuel.
I know the whole thing of like, oh, you British with your crooked yellow teeth. Absolutely, I'd rather have that than the whatever you have to do for
brother, I will 100% take the Cliffs of Dover in my mouth over the Brock Lesnar sand me downs. Like, it just sounds and looks disgusting. Obviously, they look very nice when they're finished.
Yeah, when someone said it's like, oh, it's like a cap you put over your teeth or whatever.
You just think like oh, okay.
Yeah.
But no, they have to like saw half of it. No! Awful. Look, shout outs if you've had that done. I respect it, but it sounds horrendous.
It looks great.
Yeah.
And maybe it's, you know, not as painful as it looks or whatever. But it is kind of final, isn't it? There's no going back.
Yeah, and then they can, like, fall off and stuff, and, like, you've got a little stumpy tooth. Oh, boy. No. Stop it.
So, by that logic, we're rooting for Tank tonight.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, fair enough.
On the teeth.
Finally, have you ever heard of a guy called Tony D'Angelo?
Oh, God, no. Okay.
And he's got a partner.
All right.
He's called Stacks. Yeah. Stacks talks like this.
Hey guys, Stacks, how's it going?
I can't do his voice.
Hey guys, I'm Stacks. Fit like.
So, last week, in a shocking development, despite multiple occasions of criminal activities being documented on a
homicide,
nationally televised,
attempted homicide, yeah. Drugs, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
Good old joint.
It's sort of like, yeah, it's intimations, but just lifted straight out of The Sopranos.
Is his real name again? Joey Areola or something? Joey Nips. It's just, that should be his wrestling name. Joey Tits. There you go. You get a bit blue on this podcast, don't you?
Yeah.
There you go. Cacks and stuff. See? I get it. I can play the game.
But Tony D last week got arrested.
No!
That's how I felt,
man. Big Boss Man was watching the show that week, man.
So, he's not here yet, so don't worry about it. Say what you like.
They're on a flight to Las Vegas. What do you mean?
No, yeah, Stacks. He's
here.
He'll be here in a minute,
okay.
I think.
He's in the building.
But, like, there's speculation, and I'm not going to add any fuel to this fire because I think it's absolutely baseless and ridiculous, that Stacks may have actually kind of sold out his boss. I don't believe that. I believe the absolute opposite, which is Stacks breaking Tony D out of jail tonight. Thoughts?
Yeah, what an absolute hospital pass that was.
I want them to be on the run and win the tag titles.
Yeah.
It's Gallus, by the way, the tag champs.
Yeah.
Gallus have the defense against the awesome Creed brothers.
Yes.
I believe, which I don't think has been accepted because it's not on the Wikipedia page, but they laid down the gauntlet for
it. Yeah, you'd imagine they'll throw it on maybe two.
But I love the idea of hardened criminals on the run from the police going, can we have a tag title match whilst we're here for 5 minutes, actually?
Yeah, and then they're going to Glasgow to find some pintman. Yeah. I mean, being real, the stuff like this is like why I kind of don't enjoy this show.
Yeah, fair.
If you can't tell from my tone. But you know what?
Don't enjoy the show yet.
Well, best show of the week. I will sit down tomorrow morning, watch it with an open mind. I will not watch on double speed. I will watch every minute of this show.
Oh, boy.
And, I will
Braver give, man than I am.
Yeah. I'll give it my honest opinion. I'll give it a chance.
Well.
But yeah, I don't know about this one, though. I'm dubious. Mm. I'm dubious as to whether or not it's going to get over in my house.
Well, there you have it. NXT preview done.
Yeah! Oh, who the f*** is this guy? Whoa, Stacks, be nice. That's Andy. Hey, Andy, how's it going?
F*** off.
I like this guy. He's got some moxley about him, huh?
I wasn't going to swear until you did.
So, Andy, what's going on with you?
Yep.
You liking NXT so far?
Yep.
Now, a little boydie tells me you got a bit of the thing for crocodiles. Is that right?
Alligators, technically.
What's the deal with alligators, Andy? Huh? What's the deal with them?
I don't know.
You know, speaking of which, Andy.
Careful now, Stacks. He's not used to this.
Speaking of which, you know, you know, every time I get aroused,
oh god,
you know, my penis turns into an alligator. That's right, the doctor says I have a reptile dysfunction.
Jesus Christ.
Three jokes for you, Andy.
Why three? One was enough.
What do you call it when one alligator steals another alligator's goyle?
Croc steal.
It's close. It's good. It's not right. What do you call it when one alligator steals another alligator's goyle? Croc blocking. Croc blocking. Ah!
Jesus Christmas.
Question joke number two.
Well, okay, all right.
What do wounded alligators eat? Huh?
Parasitigator.
Oh, it's good.
It's not good.
Not right. What do wounded crocodiles... I have to say it that way around. I just realized. What do wounded crocodiles drink? Gatorade. Gatorade! Ah!
Croctor Pepper.
There you Very go. Good, Andy. I like this guy. One final question. One final joke for you.
What did I do to deserve this?
Or the same tomorrow.
Great.
Why should you never play poker with an alligator?
I don't know.
Why should you never play poker with an alligator? I'll tell you why. Because you'll lose every f***ing hand. That's the way I goddamn tell him. See you later, guys. Bye, Stacks. I went rather better than expected.
Well, that's certainly...
Andy's not coming back for the podcast tomorrow.
No, I'm not coming back to work tomorrow, I don't think. Jesus.
Let us know your thoughts out of NXT tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Andy at...
Nah, don't bother.
You can follow me at Adam Wilbourn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. You can listen to one man sitting in a room talking to himself about Monday Night Raw, if you want it, from earlier on today, with the Raw review, and me and potentially Andy, but definitely Stacks. We'll be back tomorrow to review NXT. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to Andy Murray, to Stacks. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.